This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about riding the rails with my dad. No, we were not hobos. When Public Television's Jim Lehrer called the Super Chief on the Diane Rehm Show last month, tears came to my eyes as I remembered my now deceased father, a trainmaster on the Union Pacific Railroad until 1947. My dad's stories were not as exotic as those told about the Hollywood stars and dignitaries who rode the Santa Fe's most famous streamliner from Chicago to Los Angeles. His stories were certainly not as intriguing as the tales Lehrer tells in his new novel, The Super, a Southwest U.S. version of Murder on the Orient Express. But I never tired of my dad's stories about ordinary freight and passenger trains. I was enthralled when I heard him describe the big boys, some of the largest steam locomotives ever built. His descriptions of these huge behemoths, swirling in smoke and steam on Wyoming's cold winter mornings, are seared in my memory. I chuckle to myself every time I remember him telling me how he knew whether his engineers had been drinking before the start of their shifts. He would come up right in their faces and ask to check their watches. If he smelled alcohol on their breath, he would send them home to sober up. My parents met in Evanston, Wyoming, where my maternal grandmother had a boarding house. Late one night, my dad came to the house, and Grandma Sadie told him that she had no rooms. My mother was standing right behind her, and looking straight at the handsome man on her doorstep, she said, "Yes, we do have room." My dad slept on the sofa, and even though my parents were engaged to other people at the time, they were married 2 weeks later on a very cold January day in 1942. For their honeymoon, my parents took a train to San Francisco, and then they went up the West Coast. The morning they topped the Siskiyou Mountains on the border of California and Oregon, the conductor walked the sleeping car aisles, calling out, "Happy Valley, Happy Valley." They were descending into the Rogue River Valley, and for my parents, it was love at first sight. Back home in Omaha, my brother and I would run away every time my dad would come home from his long assignments. We didn't know this strange man. The experience broke his heart, and he decided to give up a well-paying job and the best pension anywhere. My parents sold everything they could not pack into a 47 Mercury coupe, made a bed for us boys in the back, and they headed for Happy Valley. In the summer of 1958, we decided to visit relatives in Wisconsin. We drove to Portland, where we boarded the North Coast Limited to Chicago. The father and his two sons loved every minute of the trip. Dad's nostalgia really kicked in when we took the Chicago and Northwestern to Madison. Later, we learned why the toilets smelled so bad. They'd stopped cleaning them so as to discourage passengers and to concentrate on the more lucrative freight business. America's bottom-line mentality has not always been conducive to the public good, and our neglect of public transportation and basic infrastructure will be part of our undoing in the 21st century. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to NICKGIER@roadrunner.com.